Today's gospel is taken from St. John, chapter 6, verse 22 to 27. It's a very relatively short gospel. It's only six verses. Most of the time, Jesus, his mission on earth, a great multitude followed him. In this particular instant, there was a smaller group of people that wanted to seek Jesus. But just before we get into today's gospel, just to put things into context, I thought we would refer to the events that happened the day before, which St. John the Evangelist wrote at the beginning of chapter 6. And the things that happened on the day before that this group had witnessed and partook of was the feeding of the 5,000, the 5,000 men, a miracle that we all know. That happened next to Tiberias, a lot of people witnessed that miracle. After that miracle, as you know, Jesus was, because of the crowds, he'd stand on the boat and preach to them. After that miracle, it was getting late, and the disciples at night decided to sail off across the Sea of Galilee up to Capernaum, which is about roughly 20 kilometers from where they were. But the Lord was not with them. And as they sailed, they encountered some turbulent weather or stormy weather, and they were afraid. But they saw something which astonished them, and that was that they saw the Lord coming walking on water, and that made them even more afraid. Until they realized that it was Jesus, and they accepted him on the boat, and immediately, the Bible says, immediately they were at at their destination. So those were the events that happened the day before. Now, what happened on this particular day is that this small group of people says here, when the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they also got into boats and came to Capernaum seeking Jesus. So they went looking for Jesus. And then they found him on the other side of the sea. And they were astonished. And they said, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" And they were astonished for two main reasons. The first being, how did the Lord get there? I mean, they had witnessed the disciples leaving the night before, and they knew that Jesus wasn't in the boat with them. So they're wondering, well, how did you get there? Did you travel by land or by sea? If you traveled by land, then you'd have to go around the coastline, and it'd be an all-night journey. And if you traveled by sea, then they would have saw, because there were only a few number of boats. So they were astonished, because of course they were not aware of the miracle that happened the night before, of Jesus walking on the water and meeting up with the disciples. So they were not aware of that. At any rate, the Lord didn't answer their question. They said, "When did you come here?" He wasn't interested in answering that question. He was more interested in their salvation. And he said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life." So they admired Jesus only because of what he gave them materially. They were not moved by full hearts, but rather by full or empty stomachs. So the question today that the Lord is asking each and every one of us is, why do you seek me? The Catholic Quorum tells us that we seek Jesus because of salvation. Is that the reason why we seek Jesus? It says in the Catholic Quorum, "Therefore, beloved, look forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless, and consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation." So the first thing is, do we seek Jesus for his salvation? Or do we seek Jesus to, or do we come to church to encounter him? Likewise, we saw in the Acts of today, the encounter that Saul had on the road to Damascus with the Lord. And from then on in, we know that he became the great apostle St. Paul and preached the gospel throughout the world. So are we here to encounter the Lord? A similar event happened to the life of St. Peter when he first saw, at that time his name was Simon, and he met Jesus on the boat. The Lord had entered his boat and said to him, pull out and let's go and catch some fish. And St. Peter turned around and said, well, I've been fishing all day and I caught no fish, but at your word I'll do as you command. And so they went out and they caught, as you know, numerous fish, so much fish that they had to call neighboring boats to come and assist them. And so St. Peter said to the Lord, depart from me, I am a sinner, O Lord. And the Lord said to him, from today you will be a fisher of men. And the Bible says in Luke 5:11, so when they had brought their boats into the land, they forsook all and followed him. So likewise, St. Peter had an encounter. So why do we seek Jesus? Is it for salvation? Is it to encounter him? Or do we have other motives? Similar to the people of today's gospel, who their pure intent was to be fed, to feed their bodies, rather than food for their souls. And in other accounts, there were many various people that seek Jesus. As I said, a great multitude followed him, because there were quite a lot of people who had various sicknesses, as we read in the 11th hour gospel, and they were all healed. But why do we seek Jesus? And once you seek him, the next step is, what will he say to you? Will he say, come you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom that has been prepared for you from the foundation of the world? For I was hungry and you gave me food, I was thirsty and you gave me drink, I was a stranger, you took me in. Or will he say, depart from me, you're cursed? I won't continue the rest of the verse. But if, either way, if we hear either of those two responses, unfortunately it's too late. Because he's already separated the sheep from the goats, and he's come to judge the world. Proverbs 1:28 says, then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me. And this applies to the people of today's gospel. But the question is, does it apply to me? And if so, am I prepared to change? But elsewhere in the same book, Proverbs 8:17, it says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Sounds like a bit of a contradiction between the two verses. One time we're seeking the Lord and we can't find him, and another time we're seeking him diligently and we'll find him. What is the difference? And the difference is given again in Proverbs 1:29. It says, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. And again, as in Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And again, it's repeated. What is this knowledge? It's repeated in the Catholic on reading. And it says, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Uncle Magdi has actually put this verse as the theme for the 2014 service. I don't know if it's a coincidence, but today is the first class for the new year, and it's mentioned in the Catholic on, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I think it's summed very nicely in Jeremiah. He summarizes it nicely by saying in chapter 29, verse 13, he says, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." So I think the key is that we need to search for him with all our heart. So lastly, and I'll finish on this, is that A, when you seek Jesus, B, and he has spoken to you, C, are you prepared to change for the better? Are you prepared to be transformed? Just like St. Peter had an encounter and was transformed. Just like Saul had an encounter and was transformed. Are we ready to be changed for the better? Are we ready to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ? Let the coming days, especially the start of the Jonah fast tomorrow, be a good chance for each and every one of us to grow and to repent, and to give our hearts to the Lord, to hear his word, whether through the Bible, through prayer, through our parents and elders, through our father of confession, and finally be prepared to change for the better, for the glory of his holy name. Glory be to God forever. Amen.